went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you have a question and you want to talk about whatever your health concern is because you need to get a solution because you're tired of wasting time and wasting effort in taking medication and you really want a solution to your health concern, you should call me. And my best phone number is my cell phone number. That's always with me. I will always answer it. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. You can come to a free healthcare class. You can come into the office. You can meet me out in the public and stop me on the street and say hello and ask me questions. Whatever the case is, I'm happy to answer your question. My purpose and my passion is to help people understand what's going on with them health-wise, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with what's going on with you health-wise. And the man that helps me do that each week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's in the studio with me. He's an interfaith minister. He's a marketer extraordinaire. He's a wonderful father and a beautiful friend, and I'm happy that he's in my life because he definitely enhances my life and makes this show go. And so we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. It's always a pleasure to be here. You know, this whole month of March, we've been, you know, really talking about the various levels of toxicity that affect the liver. And there's one that we haven't really touched on much this month, but it's one that I think affects a lot of people and maybe a lot of people that aren't even aware that it's affecting them, and that is heavy metals. So what is heavy metal toxicity?
Well, for starters, I want to appreciate that you must have had a long march because your march is dragging on into April.
Is it April already?
It is April, but yes, we just definitely had a long day of March or a long month of March, and we did talk about a lot of different things. But yeah, heavy metal toxicity, that is something that's important this time of year. It's actually important every time of year, but this is the time of year that you can actually do something about it in a way that's going to help you eliminate the toxic effects of these metals. And heavy metal toxicity is the toxic effects of having metals that have accumulated into your system and the resulting consequences of that impacting on your health, etc. And so we're exposed to these different metals, the mercuries, the aluminums, the cadmiums, the there's a whole bunch of them that impact a person's health. And the challenge is that they're heavy. And because they're heavy, your body can't excrete them through normal excretory routes, and as a result, they end up accumulating. And if you accumulate aluminum and it impacts your brain, you may get things like Alzheimer's. If you accumulate mercury and it gets deposited into your nervous system and it affects the nerves in your spine, etc., that could mimic and appear as a multiple sclerosis and that kind of thing. And all of this is due to heavy metal toxicity, and we want people to be aware of this important topic.
So, you know, one thing that always has struck me, you know, you mentioned aluminum, but I've always thought of aluminum as a lighter metal. So what does heavy metal mean?
Well, heavy metal means that it's just heavier than the system can use to excrete it. So mm-hmm. It has a tendency to get trapped in the system because it's too heavy or too big for the system to excrete.
Uh-huh. So it's obviously this is a lot more than just the lead poisoning that you hear about for children.
Oh, certainly. It can be from as many as 30 different heavy metals and the effects it creates on the individual. And that is why we want to check for these, and we do run a check for these when a person is new to the office or if their health has changed dramatically over a short period of time. And since the heavy metals are so insidious, it's important for people to be checked for them regularly. And, you know, way back in the day when they used to use lead-based paints, mm-hmm. and you'd paint the area around the windows in your house, and you would open and close those windows, and they would be on a little bit of a slide. And so you would create paint dust that would, you know, this minute amount of small particles of paint dust that would fill up the room and the area, and then you would breathe those things in, and it would get into your system, and then you know, you could get lead poisoning. So that's why they went to unleaded gas and they went away from leaded paints, et cetera, and because it was creating issues.
Yeah, especially, I mean, children are known to sit there, put their mouths over everything. So if you have lead-based paints, then it's very easy for kids to get that kind of lead poisoning. Now, another metal you mentioned was mercury. And if I remember correctly, the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, who suffered from mercury poisoning. And the Hatters use mercury in blocking hats.
Yes, they do. And I do believe that you are correct. And I have not read that book in about 50 years, Mark. So what you're saying, yeah, the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. Yes, you've provoke the deep recesses of my mind by bringing that to the table today.
I'm so glad. It was apparently not an uncommon thing for hatters to go mad. But now we see that the mercury problem is something that happened in fish.
Yeah, it's a major source in our diets. I personally had mercury toxicity from eating too much canned tuna over a 3-year period. The levels are considered acceptable if you're at 0.95 or less. And I had levels that were greater than 6.6.
Wow.
And it was interesting was when I was going through chiropractic school, I remember one of my professors, one of my colleagues and a friend of mine, because I worked for the department that he would come in and teach with, so I got to teach with him. He said to me one day, he says, "Rick, man, you eat a lot of tuna." I said, "I know, it's good, it's cheap, it's very efficient. I get it from the store right next to the school." And he's just like, "You need to be concerned with mercury toxicity." And I had no idea what he was talking about. But come to find out a couple years later, my dad had went to a healthcare provider while I was in school, and they did a thing called a hair analysis, and they found mm-hmm. that he had some mercury toxicity. So I was like, "Well, that's interesting. I want to do a hair analysis on myself." So I did a hair analysis on myself, and sure enough, my hair mercury levels came back at 6.61, and I was like, holy crap, what Dr. Holt said was 100% true, and I have not eaten tuna since then.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. I mean, and one of the areas that we get mercury is coal-burning plants. They put a lot of mercury into the atmosphere.
They do that, and there's other places where we get mercury from, and one of the... It's interesting because I have a friend who is a holistic dentist. And as a holistic dentist, he does things very holistically, and he checks to make sure that what he's going to be putting into somebody's mouth and the work that he does on the person's teeth, et cetera, and their mm-hmm. jaw and all that is not going to impact their health negatively. And so we've had long, drawn-out conversations about mercury and using mercury in fillings and having them sit in the mouth, and every time you put a hot liquid in the mouth and every time you close your mouth and you're grinding one dental filling on the lower part of your jaw with the dental filling on the upper part of your jaw, you're actually creating mercury toxicity that is then going to go diffuse into the bloodstream, because the bloodstream is right there in below the surface of the inside of your mouth and underneath your tongue and all of that. And then sometimes those things can get deposited up in the brain, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned there are 30 different metals, heavy metals, that people are exposed to.
At least 30, because that's the number of heavy metals that I check on people on a routine, regular visit when they're in my office.
You actually check on all those different metals?
All 30 of them, every single time they're in the office.
Wow. So is it true that antiperspirant deodorants contain aluminum?
Their chief ingredient in an antiperspirant, which stops the wetness, mm-hmm. the chief ingredient is aluminum. And when you're rubbing that into a highly vascularized area underneath your armpits, which is why they sweat, because there's a lot of vascularization that goes on there,
mm-hmm.
a lot of heat gets dissipated through that. When you're rubbing aluminum in that area, it's going to diffuse right into your bloodstream, and if it gets deposited into your brain, you're going to get a thing called Alzheimer's.
Right, and then there's a lot of aluminum cookware as well.
There is, and so we're surrounded by aluminum, and we need to understand the effects that this has, which is why when somebody comes into my office, which is why we check them for all 30 toxic heavy metals, because they come from so many different sources, and they're so insidious in our environment that they can contribute to weird neurological symptoms. And when your nervous system can't communicate properly, then your body can't function the way that it's supposed to. So it makes the most amount of sense to me, and it should behoove other doctors out there that you may want to start looking into this as an aspect of why your patients get affected.
Mm-hmm. So would the same be true for aluminum cans?
Possibly. You know, it's like how would you know if there's any little bit of leaching that's coming out as a result that's in there? I can tell you this, okay. When I was a kid, we used to have what now is called Classic Coke, but back when I was a kid in the late 60s, early 70s, it was just called Coca-Cola. And I remember accidentally spilling a can of Coca-Cola on the back end of my neighbor's Volkswagen Beetle. And 2 days later, all the paint on the back of her car where this soda spilled, this Coca-Cola had spilled, including the chrome on the bumper, had all come off the car.
Hmm. That's pretty severe.
Yeah, and so you're putting that inside in an aluminum can.
I'm wondering what
and
it does.
Sits there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like if you were my brother who was involved in the Gulf War, when he was over at the Gulf War, all the supplies they put on pallets out in the hot baking sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take these sodas and the military members would drink these sodas. And if they had aspartame in them, now you're creating a neurotoxin that they're drinking and going into their body as a result of these heated cans of soda. And it's like, okay, I wonder if there's any relationship to that Gulf War syndrome that they were experiencing, et cetera. And it's like, you know, there's just all these different things that go on. And so I think the best container that we can use for anything is a glass container. But, you know, that's cost prohibitive when it comes to weight and shipping things. And, you know, glass also breaks, so it's like, okay, well, you send a whole bunch of glass bottles in a package, even though you try to package them, you know, insulate them enough so that they're not going to break, and sometimes they still break, and it's like, all right, mm-hmm. so you got to work that into the cost of shipping, et cetera.
Shipping, yeah. Now, what about arsenic? Is that a metal?
Arsenic is one of those toxic heavy metals that can go on and affect people. And it's interesting because you will find arsenic in rice.
In rice?
Yeah, it's one of the ingredients that is found in rice, and people can get arsenic toxicity as a result of eating too much rice because it's one of the things that's in the soil that's in the rice paddies where they grow rice.
Huh, wow. Now, aren't there metals that you actually need for your health, like iron?
Yes, iron is needed for the hemoglobin in your blood, and copper is needed, and zinc is needed, and there are other minerals that are needed, and metals that are going into those minerals, and so certainly.
Mm-hmm. Now, this occurs to me that my daughter, she had a nickel-plated or nickel necklace or something like that, or earrings, and she had allergic reaction to nickel. Is that another one of those metals that you have to be careful
of?
One
of the heavy metals that you need to be careful of. And it's interesting when people wear chains or wear jewelry of some sort and they develop a sensitivity to it. It was interesting. I remember a long, long time ago, earlier on in my career, where a woman came into my office and she was relatively newly wedded and found out that her wedding ring was actually creating a problem for her health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you have an issue with your wedding ring. And she took it personally, meaning that there was something wrong with her marriage. And I was like, no, it's just the ring itself. Mm-hmm. The ring is doing something. It's diffusing through the skin or just the receptors in your skin. This is the reason why you have the health issue that you have. And she wasn't willing to give up a ring. So I had to desensitize her to the metals that are in her ring so that her body wouldn't fight with it.
Interesting. Now, another metal that's used now more and more for people who are having knee replacements, shoulder replacements, hip replacements, can that metal lead to metal toxicity?
Are you talking about titanium?
Titanium, yeah.
Yeah, titanium is one of those metals that can lead to toxicity. I had a patient in my office who, because the artificial joint was failing,
mm-hmm.
and the titanium was rubbing up against the other titanium within the joint, they started creating little titanium shards within the joint itself that got diffused into the bloodstream somehow.
Ooh.
And they developed a pretty interesting issue, and they ultimately had to have that, unfortunately, they had to have that joint replaced.
Yeah. So what are some of the symptoms, though, that you might have a heavy metal toxicity?
Well, symptoms and physical findings associated with heavy metal poisoning vary according to the metal accumulated, where it's accumulating, and how it affects the functioning of the person and where it's being deposited. So the symptoms and the physical findings are different for each particular person, which is why when somebody comes into my office, it's one of the foundational questions that we ask during an examination. Is there any heavy metal component to the imbalance that this person is presenting with? And sometimes heavy metals are a direct cause of why they have what they have. And when we address that, then the condition goes away. And they're happy because they feel better and they're functioning better. But the interesting thing is that they never would have thought it. Their medical doctor never thought of it. And something that we were able to fix within a couple of office visits.
So how are you able to figure out where this metal is accumulating in the body?
Basically, ask the body where this particular imbalance is being a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can scan the whole body and start in the head and go down to the shoulders and down each arm and through the upper part of the thoracic cavity, the diaphragm, the abdominal cavity, the pelvic basin, the hips, the thighs, the knees, the legs, the ankles, the feet.
Not just organs that it might accumulate in.
No, it can accumulate anywhere and affect the person anywhere. And that's the important part of being thorough as far as doing an evaluation, is understanding where the impact of this problem is occurring. It's like when I treat somebody for parasites or treat somebody for Lyme disease or mm-hmm. treat somebody for viruses. It's like, okay, where in the body is the body being affected? And, you know, it's interesting when I remedy people who have Lyme disease, and when we truly fix Lyme disease for what it is, we go through the body and we find out all the different places that Lyme is impacting the body, and we give a treatment specific to that area of the body to make the nervous system aware of where we want the healing to take place. And we do the same thing with heavy metals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you talking about that with Lyme disease, that it can locate anywhere in the body, so yeah. It can hide out someplace.
Same with heavy metals.
It's
important to have a system that evaluates the body for where it is being impacted. And when you address that at the level that we address it at, then the person gets better. and they don't have the issue anymore.
Now, since we've been talking about liver, liver health, would is that how that gets out of your system? Is through the bloodstream and getting out through the liver and that filtering
right,
process?
Right, through the liver into the gallbladder and down into the digestive system and hopefully out through the fecal route, the way that your body would excrete those things. And what we do is we use primarily one particular product, a product called MetalloClear, which will help to metabolize and get rid of the heavy metals. But there are different heavy metals depend upon which one they are. They also need specific nutrients to help the body push those heavy metals out of the system. So, you know, we might need to use some calcium and some vitamin C, or we might need to use some vitamin E, or we might need to use some of these other ingredients that we use depending upon what the heavy metal is for the person.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find these heavy metals just in everyday living?
Absolutely.
So you really can't avoid them then?
No, it's like what we've done to our society and the things that we use as convenience for allowing industry to work, etc., the whole planet is impacted by it. And as a result of that impact, it's going to lead to health issues. And so if this isn't part of your normal methodology of evaluating a patient as a healthcare provider, okay, you're missing a big chunk of the underlying reason for why people develop health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And heavy metals is one of those, is one of the big four that goes on and within why a person gets an issue.
Okay, so what would interfere with your body's ability to get rid of those heavy metals?
Well, the fact that they're heavy, for starters, the fact that your body doesn't recognize them and has tried to wall them off and isolate them from vital organs and vital parts of how the body functions, mm-hmm. and put it in deep, deep, deep storage. Makes it hard for the body to excrete them. The fact that they're heavy makes them hard to excrete them. The fact that we don't have the necessary ingredients or the immune system's ability to recognize that it needs to go after this particular component of what's going on within the body in order to excrete it.
Mm-hmm. Are some people more prone to having problems than others with heavy metals?
Well, the thing of it is that everybody's an individual, and we don't necessarily know how their system is wired until they have a problem. And when they have a problem, I can help them to unwind that problem and figure out why they developed the problem and address the why.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's sometimes these things are familial because they all grew up in the same environment. They were all exposed to the same level of toxicity, and you know, so they all end up having the same problem. And it's not a genetic thing; it's a exposure thing based upon being exposed at the same time or for
right.
the same amount of length of time.
Now, one heavy metal would be bad enough, but there's another thing called synergistic toxicity. Can you explain that?
Just basically where you got a combination of heavy metals that are working together to create a concern. You know, when you get a vaccine, you're getting aluminum injected into you, you're getting mercury injected into you, and those work together to impact the body and the nervous system in such a way. And when a person has a negative response to it, and there's the challenge is you'll never know ahead of time whether you're going to have a reaction to a vaccine, which to me is a reason why you should avoid vaccines. But there's a huge push in our society right now to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. And the news is trying to spin the story to say that, well, there's an increase in this disease and that disease that we thought we had eradicated through vaccination. And at the end of the day, it's like we need to be mindful of what we're doing to ourselves. And when you're using toxic mercury and when you're using aluminum and you're injecting it into a person with no understanding as to how their immune system, how their nervous system is going to respond, you know, you get things like Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is very, very uncomfortable and very, very difficult to deal with. And, you know, you get doctors that say, well, I'm very sorry that you have that. And yet they won't take responsibility for being the one that created it.
Well, this is, you know, that's a sad thing when something like that happens, because balance between the public benefit of being able to immunize people against certain diseases and the personal issues that are going to come up if you have a bad reaction to it.
Right. And, you know, my perspective is we need to find a better way to make sure that people don't develop these sicknesses that we're currently vaccinating people for. And, you know, there's a interesting thing enough just to bring in a personalized story. My two nephews are on the autism spectrum,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they've my brother and sister-in-law have done tremendous work to help get their kids to be well-adjusted to society. And my oldest of the two nephews is getting awards for his academic achievements and all of that, even though he's considered autistic. And the medical doctor won't give him vaccines. Why? Because they're autistic. Mm-hmm. And the last thing the medical doctor wants to do is to give them a vaccine that could potentially have negative consequences. And so nobody in the healthcare industry wants to acknowledge the link between vaccines and autism. And they say that there's no proof of that. And they'll show you all sorts of scientific studies that say that there's no proof of that. And that's the political line that they've drawn a line in the sand. And that's the story that they're promoting. But at the end of the day, the ones that are on the ground doing the work, they're not willing to vaccinate my nephews anymore. So I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
If the story is that, no, there's no link between the two.
Interesting. So. What a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about this issue that's facing so many people of heavy metal toxicity.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions and helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that, short of walking in the office itself, is to give my cell phone a call. Best way to get a hold of me is my cell phone. It's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering that phone, and would be my pleasure to talk to you. If you want to email me or communicate that way, you can send me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. Please do not text me, as my phone does not receive texts, and you'll never get an answer from me. But you can call me. You can email me, you can stop into the office, whatever it takes. I'm just here to help you and want you to be healthy and exercise your God-given gift to be healthy. And so today, Mark and I have been talking about an interesting topic. It's a topic that is affecting more and more of us daily. It's the topic of heavy metals and heavy metal toxicity. And Mark, you have more questions, I'm sure.
I do. Well, what kind of precautions can you take to avoid different heavy metals?
Well, for starters, you need to just simply be aware that the problem exists.
Mm-hmm.
And once you become aware of it, and once you start to understand where these heavy metals come from and the products that we're using that contain them, then you want to make some changes in your life, and you don't want to use those products that contain them. Avoid antiperspirants, as an example.
So that has to do with aluminum, as we said before.
Correct.
Are there other things you should avoid if you're trying to avoid aluminum?
Antacids, dyes, cake mixes, processed cheese, some of the other deodorants, baking soda or baking powder, aluminum foil, cookware. These are the most common sources, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about the fact that now there's rice that contains arsenic. Are there other ways that you can avoid arsenic?
Yeah, arsenic occurs naturally in a variety of foods, such as fruits and vegetables and grains and fish. It's also detected in drinking water. Most recently, low levels of arsenic have been detected in the rice and the juice products. And I've heard lately about arsenic being detected in the rice and juice products that come from overseas. And so you just mm-hmm. want to be mindful of that.
All right. So certain areas where the rice is grown have higher levels of arsenic than others.
Evidently, I guess. Like in China, where a lot of the rice is grown, they, mm-hmm. they have arsenic issues.
Mm-hmm. Cadmium. What should you avoid getting cadmium toxicity?
For consumer products, you want to avoid things like cigarettes, batteries, craft glazes, jewelry, and metal coatings. Food, you want to avoid some shellfish, kidney meats, grain cereals and vegetables. In the air, I would say cigarette smoke, secondhand smoke, and emissions from fossil fuels related to our cars, etc.
Mm-hmm. What about when it comes to lead? What do you need to avoid for that?
Paint. You want to avoid household dusts, especially in the older homes where they used to use lead-based paints. Water pipes, imported canned foods and imported hard candies, toys, traditional remedies. You can find lead in the soil, in pottery, ceramics, in china or crystal. These are things that may possibly have lead in them.
Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned mercury, and we talked about fillings that people have in their mouths for tooth cavities and fish, especially tuna. Are there other things that you need to avoid to keep mercury out of your system?
Yeah, things that are very old, antiques, you know, some antiques such as barometers, clock pendulums, mirrors, vases, and organs contain mercury. Different appliances, automotive parts, again, batteries, dental amalgams, electronics, jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of things that could expose you to mercury.
What kind of things might you notice about yourself that would be an indication that you've been exposed to heavy metal?
Again, that depends on the exposure level, the chronicity of that exposure, and the heavy metal itself. Different heavy metals create different symptoms.
Okay, so, I mean, because sometimes you may have vague symptoms and other diseases that may be caused or misdiagnosed because of you have a heavy metal exposure.
And I would say that a majority of the people with the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, these are the big ones, Mark, that I have seen over the years that they don't have the condition that they've been told. They actually have heavy metal toxicity. And when you treat the person for the heavy metal toxicity, I had a gentleman that was told he had MS and he was confined to a wheelchair. And we treated him for heavy metal toxicity, and over a period of time, I would like to remember it to be shorter, but I'm going to say maybe it was 6 months. My memory says it was shorter than 6 months, but maybe it was 6 months or less time. We were able to get him out of his wheelchair and walking around normal again.
Really? Wow.
And then, unfortunately, his doctor disavowed him of what we had helped him do and talked him back into having his diagnosis, and he went back to being in a wheelchair.
Well, that now we're talking about the effect
that was sad.
of what your own mental state and your beliefs
right.
will have an impact on your health. So how would you find out? You have ways in your office to check for heavy metal toxicity. What about things like blood tests? Would that show you that you have heavy metal toxicity?
Yeah, and essentially what you want to do is you want to have yourself evaluated. Get yourself evaluated appropriately, and whether it's a blood test, whether it's the kind of testing we do in my office, whether you have a hair analysis. The hair analysis is how I found out I had heavy metal toxicity, and if you have heavy metal testers, like I do in my office, simply test a person using manual muscle testing, and again, like I said, that's one of the four main questions that we ask every time somebody comes in the office. One of those things is checking them for heavy metals, again, because they're so insidious, and we don't know when a person's going to accumulate enough to short-circuit their system.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just part of my normal evaluation on a visit-by-visit basis when somebody comes in the office.
Well, is there a major difference between having an acute exposure versus having chronic exposure to heavy metals?
Yeah, but the treatment's the same. You know, acute exposure, you know, if a person changes their work environment and now they're in a work environment to where they're being exposed to heavy metals, then that could come on acutely. And you know, through the ways that we evaluate people, we can help figure that kind of stuff out. But the treatment is going to be the same. The length of time for the treatment is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that has acute versus somebody that has chronic. Obviously, somebody who has, like I had, 6.61 was the level of mercury that I had, and what is considered acceptable is 0.95 or less. And my perspective is it shouldn't be anywhere close to 0.95. It's like that TV commercial that we see where they're talking about drinking water, and the guy, the guy is offering people that this is a particular municipality drinking water that has a safe level of lead for you to consume. And the guy, the consumer, he says, No, I don't want to drink lead. Does anybody want a fresh cup of lead? Of course not. We don't want lead. And it's, you know, you just have to be mindful of these things.
It's the fact that it's so insidious and then it can come through and get into your system in so many ways. I mean, we have how many chemicals that you say that we're exposed to on a daily basis?
On a weekly basis, there's roughly 84,000 different chemicals, of which less than 20,000 of them are regulated by the FDA.
And many of those chemicals probably contain heavy metals in them.
Yeah, and it's important to understand that you know, you're being exposed to these things all day, every day, just because of how we do our society. And if you don't have a healthcare provider that is well versed in understanding this and has the ability to evaluate them for them, then you may miss what's actually going on with the person. If you have the tools that I have and the other people that have taken the same kind of seminars and practice similarly to the way that I do, if you have those tools in your tool chest and you bring them out to evaluate people, then mm-hmm. you pick up things that the average doctor doesn't pick up.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know we're going to get to the time where there's a spring cleanup, a detoxification program. Is that something that's essential in order to get rid of some of the heavy metal toxicity?
It's not essential, but it is an accelerated way to get rid of these things, get rid of a larger amount in a faster time period as opposed to doing mm-hmm. it with a slow titration. But, you know, either way, the remedy that I'm going to help the person to understand to help themselves, if they have that kind of toxicity, that's not the only kind of toxicity that they have. That's one of the many toxicities that they have. So we'll give them the remedy to help with the toxicity, but we're also going to talk to them about doing a full body detox to help flush out all of their filters to make sure that everything leaves and everything can go back to normal.
Well, and you certainly would want to have everything go back to normal. So the whole notion of a spring detoxification is not just about the heavy metals. That's one of the elements that you're dealing with.
It's one of the facets that is helped by doing the spring detox that we offer.
Now, are there other things that might occur health-wise if you have these heavy metals that you might not associate with them, other conditions? And I know you mentioned parasites and... Are there other things that can happen to your health that you see the result of or the symptom of
that's linked to heavy metals?
It's linked to heavy metals, yeah.
Oh, sure. Parasites typically, not all the time, but I would say greater than 60% of people who develop a parasitic imbalance, mm-hmm. that has to do with the parasites being attracted to the body because the person has a heavy metal toxicity.
Uh-huh.
And so you want to address the heavy metal toxicity, which is the reason why the person contracted the parasite to begin with, and you want to treat the parasite. So you want to get rid of both of them so that the body doesn't have either, so that the body can come back into balance and be healthy again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, this is really really interesting that there are so many different aspects to what can happen when you have this. And it's not something that I think we typically think about in terms of our health. We think of diseases and pathogens, and we think of, you know, viruses and things like that. But you don't think about just a substance like that that would, unless you're taking like a large dose or something.
Right, and what's interesting is the fact that some of the mentors that I have thought of these things, and we do have techniques, and we do have the ability to ask this question. And so whether it's a pathogen, whether it's a heavy metal, whether it's a nutritional problem, whether it's other sort of chemicals that create problems, those are your four main areas that create issues.
Mm-hmm.
And having an ability to test and assess for all of that is all the difference between people that get well and get well relatively quickly versus people who just continue to suffer with chronic disease and that becomes their lot in life, and that's what they develop a lifestyle around, supporting the fact that they have these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I say if you're tired of having those conditions, please call me and let's show you what I can do to remedy them.
Well, that's really brilliant. That's really good. This is a great conversation. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, there are a few more questions I'd like to ask you about this heavy metal toxicity.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network. Why do I keep getting sick? Why can't I get healthy? Why do I have to take all these medications? You want to be well. You want to know why you're not. You want answers. Now you can find out why by asking Dr. Why. Dr. Why is a holistic health care provider who has dedicated his life to uncovering the causes of health concerns. Dr. Why has traveled the globe, studying the best natural ways to help you to wellness. He'll identify the root causes of your health concerns, get you the answers you want, and help you to health in a natural, drug-free way. Schedule a visit with Dr. Why today. He'll take the time to get to know you and your concerns. He'll explain your health imbalances so you can understand them. He'll help you form a plan to return you to health and balance naturally. If you're tired of feeling sick and a lack of results from prescription medications, you need to ask why, and you deserve answers. Dr. Richard Huntoon provides understandable answers and gives sensible solutions without relying on drugs or surgery. Schedule your consultation today by calling 845-561-2225. That's 845-561-2225.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. Best way to get a hold of me if you have any questions that are really nagging at you and you really want to get a solution to them because nobody's answered your question to understand your health concern, best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone. That's area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you don't want to get a hold of me via cell phone, please don't text me. But you can send me an email, and that would be at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K, docrick@spineboy.com. You can go to spineboy.com. You can fish around my website. It's a wealth of information. It's got radio shows. It's got information, the medical perspective, the alternative healthcare perspective, and what you can do to help yourself and just give you an education. And when you have questions, by all means, get a hold of me and we'll help take care of whatever ails you. So today, Mark and I have been talking about a very interesting scenario that we've developed over the, at least the last 50 years, maybe even longer than that, a thing called heavy metals and heavy metal toxicity and how it impacts our health. And Mark, I'm sure you have more questions.
I do. I mean, I think, you know, back in Roman times, people, they were using lead in, to make the plumbing and for the water. So there was a lot of lead poisoning even back in the Roman days. And then pewter was being used for plates and dishes, and particularly when people were using it for alcoholic drinks, that it would get poisoning from that. In terms of being able to reverse this process, this is kind of a setup question for you, I think, because are there drugs that can help you get rid of these toxic metals?
I'm sure there are, and we don't use any of that in my office. We use natural supplements in my office. More effective, and great thing is, Mark,
yeah,
no side effects.
No side effects.
No side effects at all. Your body just takes the ingredients, does what it's supposed to do. Your numbers of heavy metals go down, and next thing you know, you don't need the supplement anymore because you don't have heavy metal problems.
I mean, that's when you're using food. Your food is meant, your body's made to break food down and digest it. What are these natural solutions to, I mean, you talked about some of these supplements that you can use that help with metal, heavy metal toxicity.
Well, we have two different formulations that we use. The first one that we used when I first got into practice is it acts as an adsorbent. And what it does is it attaches to the heavy metal and it creates a byproduct that the body can then excrete under normal metabolic processes. And unfortunately, I went through the process of doing that with my mercury toxicity and I used this particular supplement. And I did my hair analysis regularly over the next 2 or 3 years and I watched how the numbers went from 6.61 down to 2.95, down to 1.8, down to what was considered normal. And we used this one particular supplement. But the challenge was, is you had to take it on an empty stomach. And if you're not remembering to take these things on an empty stomach, then you forget to take them, and then you're not getting the benefit of it. So over the years, we found a second product that's called MetalloClear. And MetalloClear, you don't have to take away from food, so you can actually take it with food, and mm-hmm. what it does is it helps to metabolize the heavy metals so that the body can then excrete them.
Now, I've heard of this treatment called chelation. What is chelation and how does it work?
Chelation therapy is a treatment used in conventional medicine for removing heavy metals, including mercury, from the blood. And chelation therapy is most often used to treat heavy metal poisoning.
Mm-hmm. How does it work?
The heavy metals, that's kind of like using a binding agent, and the change in concentration gradients to help to pull the heavy metals out of the body.
Is chelation like dialysis that you might use for kidney function?
It's not exactly the same, and I personally wouldn't use dialysis with kidney function. I would fix the kidneys so they don't need dialysis. But it's chelation is where they use intravenous, okay, and they plug mm-hmm. it into your system, and it circulates around, and then your body's able to excrete them through normal excretory processes.
So, I see. So it's a normal excretory process. But it is an intravenous kind of a treatment.
Yeah.
It's not oral.
Well, there is oral chelation that you can do orally, but I would think that the intravenous is more effective because you're looking to want to clean the blood. And mm-hmm. so if you're doing it intravenously, guess where? It's going right into your blood.
Can you sweat out heavy metals by working out?
Not unless you're using something to help the body excrete them, like, cilantro or another type of agent associated with doing that.
Mm-hmm. So how long does it take to get rid of these heavy metals if you've got that kind of toxicity?
Well, mine took 2.5 years, but that's when I was, in my 20s. And it depends on the person and the body recognizing them and the method of excretion being used. And one of the things that we do in my office for this is because I have a history of personally needing to do it. And you always learn how to do things really well when you have a personal stake in the game kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I think so, you do.
I look at it as God blessed me with heavy metal toxicity due to my ignorance of eating too much tuna fish and not knowing what I was doing to myself. But he gave me a solution by having a colleague tell me about the heavy metal toxicity, having my dad have heavy metal toxicity and doing a hair analysis, which prompted me to go do my own hair analysis to where I found out that I had heavy metal toxicity. Then I was like, well, that's not good. I need to fix this. So I found the first way that I fixed it, and that got me back to normal. But then I found that people weren't very good at adhering to the process that you had to go through. So I needed to find a new solution. And then we get affiliated with a different company that makes a different product. And so now we know to check for it. We know how serious it is, but we have a very efficient solution for it. But I'm so passionate about it and understand it so well because I suffered through it myself.
You lived through it.
Right.
Yeah. Are there other elements and minerals that also bind to these metals and help it eliminate?
Well, at the end of the day, you need to understand that if you're using a product that binds to the minerals and other components that the body needs, then you could create an imbalance. And that's why this particular product that we use right now called MetalloClear is so vital, because you don't have to be worried about it. So, but uh-huh. it can definitely be a concern, which is why we do the treatment in my office specifically for each heavy metal. By getting the nervous system to recognize what you are asking it to do, and making it specific, then you can avoid the side casualties of the minerals that your body needs. But it would be important to make sure that you're also taking a high-quality mineral supplement that's mm-hmm. going to make sure that you're maintaining the integrity of your minerals.
So are there foods that you can use to help you? I mean, you talk a lot about whole food supplements, but what about just foods?
Well, heavy metal detox foods to eat include things like cilantro, include things like garlic, wild blueberries, lemon water, spirulina, chlorella, barley grass juice, Atlantic dulse. These are all things that you can use as far as foods that will help with the heavy metal toxicity excretion.
So are there specific dietary recommendations for somebody that's suffering with heavy metal toxicity?
Yeah, I would ask the person to eat clean, eat a highly alkaline organic diet, and then there's some other things that you could do. You could use infrared saunas, help to remove heavy metal toxins stored in your fat and connective tissues, which is, you know, it's a deeper healing, and you want to make sure that you do that. You want to get cozy with cilantro, and you want to take that chlorella on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and other than tuna that you mentioned, are there other specific foods that you should avoid?
Fish for the mercury, bone broth for the lead, cadmium that you find in e-cigarettes, and you want to avoid rice for the arsenic.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the major ones I would ask people to consider.
We consider. And lifestyle changes. Are there lifestyle changes that can make a difference for you?
Absolutely. You want to live a clean, conscious life and learn about what you are doing to yourself. And you want to investigate the products that you use and the ones that you should be switching to. But you need to appreciate that it is your life and it is your health. And at the end of the day, it's up to you. It's your responsibility to take control of it. And if you're not taking control of it, then you get to suffer the consequences. And sometimes those consequences, especially if you're dealing with heavy metals that impact how your nervous system functions, mm-hmm. some of those consequences can be quite, you know, dire consequences.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you may have other health issues that extend from this. So being able to come in and ask the questions and get treatment for maybe what you thought you had, but then you find out because of the analysis you're able to get in the office that you have this heavy metal toxicity and that's creating these different symptoms that you're suffering from. So you again, it goes back to really the basis of your practice, which is a holistic approach to health.
Right. And when I find somebody during their examination, we find that they have heavy metal toxicity mm-hmm. and we see the relationship of how that impacts their overall health. And they came in for something that they would never have connected heavy metals to their particular condition. You know, how does that impact my condition? And I'll say, well, it doesn't directly impact it, but it does ultimately impact your overall health. And so what we'll do is as we get rid of their heavy metals, we'll reassess what their condition is doing. And sometimes, and a lot of times, majority of the time, was as we get rid of the heavy metals, the condition that they came in with either changes or goes away completely.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize that the heavy metals definitely was a component of it. And when at the end of the day, when your nervous system is being clogged and interfered with and the impulses can't flow the way that they're supposed to, what kind of consequences could that be? Well, that could be anything. Any symptom a person has could show up simply because your nervous system isn't communicating properly. And one of those main reasons has to do with heavy metals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think, you know, people who are attuned to looking at their health and doing what they need to do in order to be able to improve their health, to answer the questions that they may have about their health. Why am I sick? Why do I feel sluggish? Why do I just not feel right? And you try to go to the doctors and you don't get the answers because you don't have strong enough symptoms for the doctor to be able to do an analysis of what you're doing. This is the kind of situation that you are so adept at handling. And if people want to ask those questions, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Always the best way is to either come stand in front of me and ask your question, but most people aren't that intrusive, so you want to be a little bit less intrusive. By all means, please call my cell phone. Don't text the cell phone because texting is intrusive as far as I'm concerned. But if you want to call my cell phone, you can call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. You can come to a free healthcare class on Tuesday evenings at my office in Pooler. At the end of the day, see me out and about, stop and ask me a question. I'm more than happy to sit down and talk with you because this is my passion. This is my purpose. This is the reason God made me to be on the planet at this time. And I'm exercising my right to share it with as many people as possible. So if you are out there with a health concern that you're tired of having and you'd like to do something to remedy it, truly remedy it, by all means, please get in touch with me and I'd be happy to help you. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. I truly, truly, truly appreciate your listenership and for giving me a purpose and for supporting me to be able to do this show. I'm going to ask you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are,
then take this simple test. Obviously, you need a pill. You know our one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I went rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain.